Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power, and happy Valentine's Day to all of you out there listening, and to those of you who will be listening to this broadcast on the archives at some other time. This is just a fabulous day. We are going to be talking about the subject of love. Yes, perfect day for it, don't you think? Well, our guest is Marla Martinson. We're going to be discussing her new book, Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting. Name what you want, feel what you want, and allow it to happen. Sound too good to be true? Well, we're going to be finding out more. Marla, welcome to the show.
Hello, Donna. Great to be with you.
We were chatting for just a few moments before we went on the air, and you are from my own home turf up here in the Pacific Northwest. You're from Tacoma, Washington, but you're living in California now.
Yeah, I was born in Tacoma, right at Tacoma General, and then I grew up in Federal Way, and then I came down to Los Angeles at the age of 19. To become a movie star, and I did do a lot of TV commercials and modeling and things, and then did that for a long time. And most of the 90s I was in Chicago, and then I'm back here in LA now, and got a new career, matching people, helping them find the love of their lives.
Well, we're going to be going into that in just a moment. I also want to mention that Marla ended up living in Iran with her family when she was a teenager, and she is bilingual. She learned to speak French and Persian, and when the revolution occurred in Iran, her family came back to Washington State. And as she said, she went on to some wonderful, wonderful experiences, but matchmaker, matchmaker. You know, you think of the song that's in Fiddler on the Roof. And you think of that character that was portrayed and how those young women just quivered in fear because, oh, no, no, she's coming over. We don't want to deal with this matchmaker. Marla, how are you different from that delightful characterization in Fiddler on the Roof?
Well,
what got you into it? I'm going to interrupt you. Oh. What got you into becoming a matchmaker?
Well, it just, it must have been meant to be because I was about about 6 or 7 years ago, I was still doing the acting thing, and then I needed a part-time job, and my husband had a friend who was a manager over at a place called Great Expectations, which is a national dating service, and there was one over here, and so I took a part-time job there, and I was a videographer, taping people, because it's a video dating service, and people pick their own matches, and I just loved it, and I'm a people person, so I liked helping people and meeting everybody. And then when I left there a year and a half later, I stumbled upon a matchmaking service in Beverly Hills. They hired me, and it's a different kind of matchmaking in where I am like the old-fashioned one, where I actually pick out people's matches. They don't pick themselves. They don't see photos. I actually sit down and get to know everyone personally and then decide who should meet, and they take it from there. So, yeah, it was just something that I think was meant to be because I didn't even know about this industry at that time.
Well, it certainly makes for a very interesting life, and you can never say that your work is boring.
No, I mean, anytime I go to a cocktail party or something and somebody says, what do you do? They always want to know more. So it is. It's different. Not too many people have my job, and I just love meeting all the fascinating people. I get to meet so many people. That's the best part of it, and help people. I've had 3 couples get married just since November.
That is exciting. Well, being a matchmaker, there's a lot of challenges because you must really get to know the people enough where you can make evaluations, and we all wear our masks.
Yeah.
Everybody has a mask of a type, and it's pretty tough sometimes to get past that. But your book, Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting, deals with the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And you, right in the beginning, the very first page of chapter 1, you say you can co-create anything that you want into your life. Steps are, 1, identify what you don't want. 2, identify what you do want. 3, get into the feeling place of what you want. 4, expect, listen, and allow it to happen. And I can share with you that I can just hear some people that I've known through the years, their voices echoing, saying, okay, I allowed it to happen, and I'm still waiting for it to happen here. It's 25 years later, honey, and I'm 75. What happened here? So you're going to have to illuminate us, because I highlighted. When I review books, I have a highlighter in hand. On the very next page, you had two words that really pushed my buttons.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling of being used or victimized by the opposite sex. Sometimes that gets to be very, very old. And you've got to cover some of that, because there are situations. I've been guilty of it. You were guilty of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think just anybody on the learning curve of life about relationships is guilty of this at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
So let's walk through that a little bit, because we have some listeners. I know they're saying, I have been doing everything I know how to do. So we're going to tell you what you can do. At least Marla will. She's a professional matchmaker. Okay, Marla, let's have it.
Okay, here it is. Straight. Well, first of all, my book is in the Excuse Me series that Hampton Roads does, based on Lynn Grabhorn's book, Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting, which
mm-hmm.
is a New York Times bestseller. So that identify what you don't want, identify what you do want, get into the feeling place, and expect, listen, and allow it to happen comes directly from her book and what she teaches. But I've been studying metaphysics for about 17 years, and so I really understand that, and I use it myself. So what it is first, the victim mentality is, we all get into that place when we've had relationships that didn't work out or couldn't find one, where we're kind of bitter and we're like, oh, all the good guys are taken, or, you know, it's not going to happen for me, where's mine? And that is exactly what keeps it from us, because first of all, we do want to identify what we don't want, but only to make it clear, not to dwell on it. So that gets it real clear what we do want. We want to sit down and say, what do I want, and get clear on that. So now you make your affirmations, and I talk about it in my book and explain how to write a script, how to some great affirmations to have, and there's even affirmations in my book if you don't want to make up your own. So then you get into the feeling place of what you want, because positive thinking isn't just enough. You need to really feel. That's what, since we're made of energy and the universe is made of energy, the vibrations is what pulls things into you. And it's just a law, a universal law, so it's great. You don't even have to believe in it for it to work. But if you get your vibration high, thinking of something that really makes you happy, while you're vibrating at a high level, you place that want right in the middle of that, your affirmation, your script, and then you just let it go. You expect, listen, and allow it to happen, meaning you detach from the outcome. You don't try to force it or make it happen. It will come in time, because there's timing to everything as well. Your mate may be getting a divorce now or transferring from another city. He or she might not be ready for you, and the universe has timing. So you've got to pull it in and be patient.
I love what you do in the second chapter. You go through what you don't want and this type of thing, and I wanted to cover a couple of those. You don't want someone who's going to jump the gun on a relationship. You don't want that kind of a dud.
Right.
And you don't want a partner that's only looking for someone who looks like a model. And I love this. You never know what package your soulmate is going to arrive in. Be flexible. Mm-hmm. And you just might be pleasantly surprised. I've got to share a cute story with you.
Okay.
When I was down in California at the expo this last weekend, as you were, I happened to talk to a friend of mine, and she's 80 years old. And she has been wanting a companion in her life, and she met a gentleman who's 90 years old.
Mm.
And she said, I don't want someone that's 90, I want someone that's 70. And I started laughing. And I said, doesn't he make you feel good? She said, yes, he makes me laugh, and that's one of the qualities she wanted in a person. I said, for heaven's sakes, why don't you just go ahead and go out for dinner? And it was amazing how she kept coming up with things because of his age.
Yeah.
But when she told me his personality and how he reacted and how they had just laughed and enjoyed each other, I said, look, don't be silly.
Mm-hmm.
He might be 90 chronologically, but he sounds like he's 65.
Absolutely.
You know, it's wonderful. But people do this.
Yes, I know. And working in Hollywood, Beverly Hills, I get it all the time, and especially the men, they can be so picky, and down to the eye color, down to the cup size, down to the, you know, everything. And I just try to encourage them, you know, be open. Who cares about if she has blue eyes or brown eyes, or if she's a D cup or a C cup, or, you know, her hair, it'll grow. You know, it's just, you want a connection. You want somebody to grow old with, live your life with. Of course, you have to be attracted. That there's, you know, absolutely. But just give somebody a chance, and you may be pleasantly surprised, because, you know, and looks do fade. We all are going to get older, and you want to have those important qualities in somebody that's going to sustain through the years.
Right. And another don't that you do not want. You don't want someone that you'd be afraid to or ashamed to take home to your family or introduce to your friends. I mean, if you're cringing at the thought, oh, I'm going to introduce this person, you definitely had better get a grip on it. That's not what you want. You want someone who's considerate. This one I thought was really cool. You do not want a partner that sees you as a sperm bank or a uterus. That one, really, I loved it.
Did you
don't want somebody with bad manners or who is terrible about their hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't want someone that's going to look at you as a piggy bank.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, or huge egos or high maintenance or needy or someone who's talking about their ex all the time. I mean, these were just wonderful examples. Mm-hmm. And so what you do want, and you bring this out quickly, you say someone who listens to you, who's intelligent, who cares about their grooming, someone that you enjoy having sex with, someone you share interests with, someone who's romantic and affectionate, somebody who's got a stability. You know, they're doing what they love to do. A good sense of humor. Someone that's not going to be embarrassed to change the diapers on the baby or to help you vacuum the floor,
mm-hmm.
or to do things like that. And someone that has a good attitude, because you don't want someone that's sour lemon juice every morning when you get up and they look at you and they say, oh, my God, why did I even start my day with you? I've known women that have been with people like that.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important to work as a team these days. We're all working incredibly hard, and things are so expensive now, and the women have to work just as hard as the men. So we've got to have teamwork, you know, to both people to pitch in.
Right. And I think if you look at history, it's pretty much always been that way, but we have this Victorian attitude. I'm going to label it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to do it anyway. You have this attitude that we're supposed to be, the women are supposed to be these pretty little pieces of fluff that are supposed to do nothing. And, you know, they're supposed to be out hunting for a man for money. And then the men are out looking for someone that's going to take care of keeping their house clean.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yuck. I mean, that's a capitalized yuck.
Yeah.
And that isn't life. Life isn't that way. It happens in the movies, folks, maybe. And even then, it usually doesn't work out very well.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we have to be aware that sometimes, as the old saying goes, we're going to end up kicking some frogs before we do realize that we want a prince instead of, you know, a toad.
Exactly.
And that is going to take conscious application.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have good examples, I think your book, Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting, is really good. And I like what you say about putting out good vibes.
Yes. And trying to keep them up in an atmosphere when people are putting out bad ones, which is very important, because sometimes it's easy to get caught up, you know, in the complaining mode. So it's important that you keep your vibrations up, even if somebody else is unhappy or giving you the bird in traffic, you know, and realize that it has nothing to do with you. You can control your own feelings and vibrations. And if somebody's acting that way, it's because they have their own issues.
Yeah, and why do you want to be caught up in their issues? Move
exactly.
On. Hey, you had 30 seconds of my time. That was 2 to 30 seconds too much.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm on my way. Superwoman here. Super guy here. Okay, your chapter 5, I really like the title, Stop Searching and Start Attracting. I have told so many clients through the years, there's something about people using the divorce angle, that women, when they're divorced, or men, when they're divorced, there's some kind of a pheromone that goes out, because it's like anything and everything from the local garbage dump seems to be attracted in. I don't know what. I don't know what this particular magnet of yuck is, but it's there. And it happens. And it's really fascinating. Address the stop searching and start attracting. We want the good ones, not the yucky ones.
Yeah. Well, the reason I say stop searching and start attracting is because what happens when this is to do with the law of attraction and pulling things in, when we are in a desperation mode, when we are coming from a place of lack and we're out there and we're looking, and like I had a girlfriend who anytime we'd go out, she wouldn't even be listening to my conversation. She'd be flipping her head all around looking for the next guy. Is somebody, is her soulmate walking in the door? You know, she's like Linda Blair, twisting all around. And I'm like, well, can you just enjoy our company? I haven't seen you in a while. So it actually pushes it away. But when you just go out and live your life and have fun and you're out there, that's when it's going to happen, not when you're pushing.
Let's talk about the recipe for attracting what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, lots of times we're not thinking about what we want. We'll
right.
make a statement about what we think we want, but we're not taking the time to really think about what we want.
Yeah, a lot of people are just attracting into the things into their life by default. You know, it's just they're kind of thinking of these passing thoughts, and a lot of them negative without even realizing, and then that's what we have in our life. But when you get real clear, and writing it down is so powerful, that's why I teach how to write a script. It's like you're writing a little screenplay about your life, what you want and expect, and you always write it in, and speak it in the present. When you're doing your affirmations and scripts, is it, like I am in a wonderful relationship. I am, you know, in a new wonderful new job. Instead of I will be,
mm-hmm.
so that the universe hears that. And if you say I will be, you might never get it because it might be 25 years down the line or something.
Right.
You have to be specific.
And if you've been doing that, it's okay to shift immediately and say I am.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to freak out if you mess up.
Right, because that's okay. There's always the mental eraser that you can put into place.
Yeah.
Excuse me, universe.
And as long as your vibration is up more than it's down, you know, that overrides. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to try to monitor every thought. I mean, your head would explode, you know. You can't think, oh, is that a negative thought, or was that a don't want or a do want, or was that, a you know, in the present or future? You know, it's we don't have to monitor like that.
You have in here a recipe for a passion cocktail.
Oh.
Have you got your pens and papers, folks, listening? This is the passion cocktail. You sprinkle in a dose of positive thoughts about what you want in your life, mix in some really good feelings about it all, then shake it up with good vibrations until it gets nice and fizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Drink and enjoy the buzz.
Yeah.
And that's going to cause men and women to fall all over the place. Well, they're going to be around you because they're just being attracted to you.
Yeah.
They're magnetically attracted because of what you're sending out, what good vibrations you're sending out. I think that is something that people sometimes need to test, and it is something that's been done periodically by different companies and different organizations, and they will cloak it in a different light,
mm-hmm.
but they will send someone out to go job hunting, and the person is down in the mouth, they're in a bad mood, you know, they're actors and actresses that are playing these roles. And normally, they can't get a job. Nobody wants to talk to them. They can't stand them. They get them, they start looking at their watch. My
mm-hmm.
God, I'm sitting with this person. I think it's a human being. I'm not sure. How much more time am I going to have to give them? They get them out the door, no job, nothing. They're just not interested in them. That same person, they turn them around, maybe put a wig on them, and they change their demeanor, their attitude, the way they're dressed. They walk in. They have a brightness about them. They get a lot of time. Many times, they're hired. Or they find that they have a delightful time. What is it? It's a shift.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the very thing that you make a statement about. And also you say, detach from the outcome.
Yeah.
Stop trying to control it.
That
oh.
is so important. That is an essential step. I mean, you cannot just try to push and force. The detaching from the outcome is great, too, because you just kind of, you can take a deep breath and just relax and know that you've done your work, you've done your spiritual work, your inner work, your affirmations, and then let it go and just know that it'll happen. And you have to know it, too. You don't have to do, you don't do all these affirmations and then say, yeah, but I bet it won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
No, you want to know in your heart and know that the your highest good is what will be, and you just let it be, and it will come.
Now, Marla, I'm going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what was the worst-case scenario with a matchmaking situation that you thought would have been the best, and how could it have been different?
Well, oh, I have a little story in the back of my book. One of it, well, what in my dating tips, it says, is it okay to leave if, what was it, if my date is creepy, is it okay just to exit out the back door without saying goodbye? Sometimes people will do that, you know, you'll hear about that, or it's in a movie, you know, you go and say, I'm going to the restroom, and they never come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this real nice man and lady meeting in a restaurant, and he gave me the feedback that they were having a nice time, had a couple glasses of wine and chit-chat, and then she got up to excuse herself, and she never came back. And he was very concerned because he didn't pick her up, so he didn't know where she lived. He phoned her, and she didn't answer. So he was worried maybe something happened to her, and he waited around, and so I started contacting her, and she wouldn't respond to me. So I figured, well, you know what, I called her, and I left a message. I said, if you don't respond, I'm going to be calling the police and having them come to your home because we're very concerned. So then she did call me and told me that she just was not attracted to him. He had some strange dental work in his teeth or something. She couldn't look at him, and she left. And, oh, I felt so heartbroken for this guy, and she totally handled it, you know, wrong. And she says, I know it was wrong to do, but she could have just cut the evening short. You know, she could have just said, I just, you know, you're great, but I don't think that we have any chemistry for long term, or I have to get up early or something.
Mm-hmm.
But to just walk out. So occasionally I'll hear about something like that, and it's just like, oh, and that's why I wrote the book, because I've got a lot of stories like that in here, and tips and things to help people be successful. And just being in this business so long, I did see a lot of things that people were doing that were detrimental to getting a second date or having things work out. And I just thought, you know what, I really have a lot to say on this subject to help people. And then with my love of the law of attraction and usage of that, I thought, gosh, this is just a great combination. You can't go wrong when you pair these two together.
Absolutely. You have part of a chapter dedicated, it's better being healthy alone than sick together.
Mm-hmm.
And having been through an experience like that, I can relate to that.
Yeah, me
many
too.
Many years ago, but it doesn't pay.
No.
Just move on.
People stick around because they think, I'll never find anybody else. Who else is going to want me? I don't want to go through being single again, and they'll stick around. And it's just the years go by, and you could have been with somebody fabulous. And it's bad for your health, it's bad for your emotions, and everywhere in your life will suffer.
Oh, and you address rebound situations. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There are so many of those, and it's so hard to get through to people to give themselves breathing space. The fear of being alone is one of the biggest detriments, I think, to finding a successful relationship, because you seem to get in your own way when you are afraid of being alone.
Absolutely, and I see men tend to jump right into relationships faster than a woman. I see the women will take some time to themselves, maybe meditate, read some books, work on themselves. But the men, I see the ink isn't even dry on the divorce papers yet, and they're here looking for somebody new. So
mm-hmm.
They jump right in. Once a man's been married, it is difficult for them to be alone. They like being married, but they do need to take a little time, because what'll happen is then they're on the date and they're talking about their ex, or it's too soon, and they have other issues they have to clear up, maybe alimony, child support, bitter issues, negativity, and everybody should just take a little time. There's nothing wrong with being single. There's nothing wrong with being alone to work on yourself and learn to rely on yourself.
Oh, I could not agree with you more. I think that's so important. That's giving a gift to yourself.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And not only that, but you get to deal with your emotional baggage.
Yeah.
And you may have had a relationship or two before, and it's time to make it okay to say, wait a minute, let me get rid of this junk,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to take this excess baggage with me into a relationship that I intend the next time around on having some good stuff. I think a good example of that in my mind is Elizabeth Taylor. I think she's one of the most gorgeous women in the world. But that woman went through so much heartbreak, and
yeah.
part of it was the culture she grew up in, because being single was not acceptable.
Yeah.
And so she ended up marrying some men that I think if she'd given herself some time, she wouldn't even touch them with a 10-foot pole.
And Zsa Zsa Gabor, she cracks me up, because she said her reasoning for getting married so many times was because she didn't believe in sex before marriage. So if she wanted to sleep with somebody, then she had to marry them.
Oh, boy. Well, that's the generational situation. But I'll tell you what, that's still in the mind of a lot of people. We
yeah.
still have a lot of misconceptions. I was just, you know, that's a whole other topic. But it's so interesting how we feel like we don't have the right to find out who we really are. We think we've got to go through this horrific rite of passage of pain and suffering and gnashing of teeth, mm-hmm. and that's not required.
Right, and especially in the 20s, when people are in their 20s, it's a big, you know, I was a big drama queen, and people just seem to love the drama and dating bad boys, and you know, it's all about the looks, and it's all about a lot of other things. Then when we mature, we really realize what the important qualities are and what we want in our life, and we won't take all that crap anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I like what you said, relax, know your intentions, but again, relax your expectations. And be aware that there's no such thing as a perfect human being.
Yeah.
It just doesn't exist,
no.
Male or female, period. We all have our quirks and our little things that we do. But when we see the positive in a person, and you bring that out in your book, if you can appreciate and enjoy that individual, you'll know if you want to be with them. And like one woman I heard about, she was asked on her 50th wedding anniversary why it worked, and she said, well, when on the day I got married, I'd given, you know, there were 10 opportunities for failure on the part of my husband to be. And if he went more than 10, then that'd be it. I'd be out of there.
Yeah.
Well, every time he did something, she said, I would say, that's one of the 10.
Yeah.
50 years later, there was still one of the 10, and her poor husband was getting pretty anxious because he knew he wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it is that reality. We have to be aware of that.
Yeah, yeah. We have to give each other some slack, you know. And my husband, we're both impatient people, and we realize that about each other, and we laugh, and we try to help each other to get better and point out certain things that we could both improve on and help each other with it, you know. But, of course, I do talk about not thinking you can change somebody, too, because...
Oh, is that a rich one?
Oh, yeah. A lot of girls will say, well, I see he's not really what I want, but I see his potential, or, well, I don't like this or that, but I'll just change him. No, you won't, and don't even try. Who wants to be nagged, unapproved, and changed? It just doesn't work. Find someone that already has the qualities that you're looking for.
Yeah, and take time to see it.
Yeah.
Take time to see it. So often we want to fall in love with an image. We want to fall in love with what something is portrayed, and we don't take the time to really find out about a person.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember dating a guy, and, boy, he had hounded me for 8 years. I was single for a long time before I married my husband, and we're celebrating our 31st wedding anniversary this year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But at the time, I was single, and this fellow had pursued me. It's just a personal story I'll share. So we end up finally becoming, you know, a number, you might say. And boy, was it a number. He was so opposite of me, and there was a situation where I had done a function, and he was invited. He didn't give me the courtesy of a phone call or anything else, and I blew my top. Blew my top.
Yeah.
But I knew it wasn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were like oil and water. We would never mix.
Right. Well, that's the thing, too. People will stick with somebody that has all these things that they don't like, but then keep complaining about it. Well, look, you know it. Either accept the person as they are or break up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and it's okay to break up.
Yes. Yeah.
And I like what you say about being honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is so important. And, gals, if a guy doesn't want to call you, you don't hear from him, don't sit around holding your breath, go out, have your nails done, walk around the block, join a marathon, do something.
Exactly.
Realize he's not it.
Yep, don't make excuses for him in your mind. Or a lot of girls will say, well, he hasn't called me in a week. Should I call him? No. If he wanted to talk to you, he would be calling.
That's right.
Yeah, I had to tell myself that over and over because I would always think, well, he must be busy. I know he's in the middle of a move. Maybe he's out of town. Listen, now we have cell phones and faxes and email. If they want to get in touch with you, they will.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I know we're just about out of time, Marla. What is the website people can go to find out about your book?
Okay, they can go to my website, which is www.marlamartinson.com, and that's MarlaMartinson. And I've got dating tips on there. I have a radio interview, some fun things to take a look at there, and the information on my book. So people really enjoy that.
Great. Marla, it's been a delight. Happy Valentine's Day to you and
thank
your
Thank you, Donna.
Hubby. And may you enjoy many, many, many more years of just a great, great marriage. And I know we've got a number of other people listening in this audience. They're going to probably have the same opportunity.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks.
And I look forward to seeing you up there in Tacoma.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
This is Donna Sebo. We are going to take a break. Don't you go anywhere right now. We're going to be back in a moment. More good things to share.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like for me to give you some intuitive insight. The telephone numbers to call in to if you'd like to talk with me directly are 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now remember, if you are a first-time listener to the show, all you do when you call in, I want to know your first name or your initial, and I love to know where you're calling from. And then after that, just let me do my thing, and then you can ask me a question about anything you like. So 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Now, for those of you in Washington, especially then, I know we've got a caller on the line, and I'll be getting to that caller in just a moment. February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, the largest event of its kind in the Pacific Northwest is the Psychic Spectrum Expo. And I'm so thrilled to be participating in this. We are going to have speakers from all over the country, products, services. I am going to be speaking each day. We're going to be doing a live broadcast on Friday from 3 to 4, talking with all kinds of people right there on site at the expo. And it's just such an exciting event, the biggest one, again, of its kind in the Pacific Northwest. Now, if you'd like more information on this, go to their website, psychicspectrumexpo.com. psychicspectrumexpo.com, or you can go to psychicspectrum.com. It's in both places. Also, you can call their office at 253-941-3355. I'm going to be in booth number 117, so you can come on by, say hello. I'd love to meet you. But again, that's coming up real soon. It's only in a week. The 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. Psychic Spectrum Expo in Seattle, Washington at the Hilton, the SeaTac Hilton, right across from the SeaTac Airport in Seattle. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take our first call today. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. It's Regina. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, Regina, that's great. Where are you calling from, dear?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis. Well, thank you so much for your very nice statement there and thoughtfulness. I think this is such a fun day. I have just had a blast. I had some clients in the office earlier today, and I had found the most beautiful red roses made out of feathers, and I gave them those red roses. They are just gorgeous. It's a fun, fun holiday to celebrate. Of course, any excuse to have chocolate is a good excuse to have a party. Okay, Regina, the first thing that I am looking at with you is you are going to have some important decisions coming up, and I think it's coming up within the short term, within 3 weeks. I'm watching you weighing and measuring things, and I think the decisions you're going to make are very sound. You are going to want to change your mind, though, about how you put certain action forward. That's perfectly okay. Thinking through carefully what you want to do is going to make all the difference in the world. It really is. So taking that extra moment to really think through the action you want to take is going to save you a lot of headaches later on, big time. Now, also, there is some traveling. There's a short trip coming up. Could be 2 days, 3 days, maybe just an overnighter, but it could be as long as 3 days. And you'll be very glad you've taken the trip. I don't know that it's going to be 100% for pleasure. I think it may be a family member, someone who means a lot to you. If they're not a family member, they feel like family. And you're going to want to have some time with them, or for whatever reason. And you'll be very glad that you did it. So you have a pretty compressed schedule right now, and you just need to be aware that if you want any time for yourself, you're going to have to book it in on you're going to have to put it in on your day planner. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. What would you like to ask me today?
Well, that was just it. One of my friends, she asked me if I could help her out and work with her for probably 8 weeks or something. And I just wasn't too sure if it was a good idea or if I should say yes, if I should say no.
Well, how does she want you to work with her for the next couple of months?
Huh?
What does she want you to do, dear?
Well, she owns her own cleaning business, and her partner that helps her, I guess, is going to be having surgery, and so she needs someone to step in and help out until the lady recovers from having the surgery.
All right. Now, are you working a full-time job at this time?
No. Right now, I'm not.
Well, I think that it's going to be okay for you to help her out. The only thing you have to be clear on is exactly what she would like for you to do. And I'm assuming she's going to pay you for your time.
Yes.
All right. So I think if you're willing to do it, you need to know exactly what your responsibilities are going to be. If she's going to require that you lift or, move heavy amounts of clothing, you need to know exactly what it's going to entail.
Okay.
Because when you're in a dry cleaning business, sometimes you're lifting. You might have baskets to move around, but you may have to lift a large amount of items to go into a machine, and sometimes you might even be coming in contact with chemicals, and that may or may not be comfortable for you. So let me make a suggestion. Why don't you ask her if you could do a trial run, and she wouldn't have to pay you for it, but maybe let you do 1 or 2 days.
Well,
so
she's wanting me to come in for
what you're going to have to do.
Well, she's wanting me to come in for 2 weeks and just go and watch the lady do the job and not do anything. And then after that, the lady's going to go have the surgery done then.
Well, that's fine. That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
That's a very good idea. But you do need to see what's being done to be sure that this is something you're going to be comfortable with.
Okay.
Because she has to work according to a clock. She has things coming in. They have to be done and finished, pressed, and out and ready for the customer to pick up within a certain time frame.
Oh, this is cleaning homes. She cleans homes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the same procedure, though.
Oh, okay.
She goes in, she's cleaning homes, she's got to have that procedure down.
Right.
And if she's cleaning, there's only so much time that you can spend in each home.
Yeah.
So
okay.
You need to ask yourself, and you also have to make sure that she's got insurance.
Okay.
Is she bonded and insured?
That I don't know, so that's a good one to ask.
Ask her.
Okay.
That's very important.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Dawn. I love talking to you, hon.
Well, I'm so glad you do. You have a fabulous Valentine's Day.
Well, you too, sweetie.
Okay,
talk to you another time.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and if you want to call in and chat with me on this Valentine's Day, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Now, tomorrow, I want to let you know we're going to have an open mic hour tomorrow. My guest, Donna Hartley, we've had to reschedule her for March because she's having to be on the road and is not going to be able to do the interview as we had planned. Things like that do come up. Also want to let you know, Teresa Tapp, who is going to be on with me this week, and this is a woman that really knows her stuff about exercise, and I'm so pleased. We're going to have her on Monday, and we're going to be talking about the T-Tap process. This is so phenomenal. And I'm not just saying it to hype. I really mean it because I wanted to test this out before I even had her as a guest. And it works, ladies and gentlemen, and you only need about 15 minutes a day, and there are things that she can recommend that you can do because you don't even have that 15 minutes, which is what happened to me when I was traveling because of my wacky schedule this month. There are still certain moves you can do that still exercise the body, and you tone up. It's marvelous. It's amazing, and we'll be sharing with you how it's affected me, and it's something that's so easy to do. So Teresa Tapp is going to be on the air with me on Monday, and then we're going to be talking with Jackie Lipin and her book, The Art of Conscious Creation. I met Jackie, and this was at the expo that I was at this last weekend, and I met her. We had a wonderful conversation. She's a great lady. We're going to have a good time. Then we're going to be talking about David Baker next Wednesday. We're going to be talking about his book, The Secret Garden, or The Spirit Garden, excuse me, A Medium's Journey. This man's evolution into becoming a psychic is really quite interesting. He's a very gracious man, wonderful. Then we'll be going to Spain to talk to Masha Mocha, the one-minute coach. Oh, she's a doll. I met Masha a few months ago. And I read her material, and it's just one-minute suggestion. She's just a dear. And we've got so many other wonderful, wonderful guests that are coming up. So you just want to let your friends know about it because there's just so many good things to share. And I feel so privileged that I'm able to do this right here on bbsradio.com. And if you miss a show, hey, check into the archives. You can always do that. You can always go and listen to any of my programs. They're right there for your listening pleasure. Well, the Los Angeles police decided they were going to take the city's feral cats and put them to work. Mm-hmm, that's right. They joined ranks with the Animal Welfare Group in L.A., picked up all the feral cats that they had, and put them on patrol in their rodent-infested police station. I mean, those happy little rodents were running across desks in broad daylight. It's not very much fun when you have rats and mice running all over everything because they leave little messages everywhere they go, and it gives you the willies. Well, they had six felines recently that went to work as ratters in the Southeast Division, and there's a lot more bound for the Central Division this year. Now, these cats, they don't like to be around people. That's why they're called feral cats. But they're not supposed to be. What they did when they brought them in as exterminators at the Wilshire Division over 6 years ago, according to reports, rats were invading their computer equipment, their equipment bags stored by the bicycle officers outside. The mice were, like I said, going across the decks. Once they got the feral cats in the building, they all disappeared. They didn't want to be around. Cats would hunt them down. Now, what they found is the cats generally don't kill the rodents. Oh, it's okay if they do it. But the cats leave their scent. And once the rats and mice get a whiff, they don't want to be anywhere close. And one of the officers said, if I were a wild feral cat, this would be a great job. We get free meals, we got housing, and you're at a police station, so you're safe. Ah, the wonders of the animal world. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. or 530-876-3222. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. To Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I know we've got a caller on the line, but I want to share something I came across yesterday morning. It said, when you're logging complaints for a congressional office, brevity is appreciated. Sometimes, though, more explanation is warranted. For example, one item that Sarah Lynn Clithermine encountered, she said, it was stated, constituent is having difficulty with hospital. Hospital records say constituent is dead. Constituent says he isn't. Oh, my goodness. Ah, bureaucracy. All right, let's go to our next caller. First name or initial, please, and where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm Margaret Taylor.
Hi, dear, I can't hear you. You'll need to speak directly into the mouthpiece of the phone. Can you hear me?
Do what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to speak up, hon, because you've got a soft voice. Give me your first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Margaret, from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Another one from Indianapolis. Welcome, welcome. Okay, Margaret, what I'm looking at, I want you to get your paperwork together. There's a whole bunch of items that you've been wanting to go through and organize and clean up and maybe throw out some of it. But it needs to be really organized and done. And my suggestion would be is if you have a friend that you can invite over and say, we'll share a pizza and Coke or whatever, just so that you can get it done, do whatever you have to do because it's really bothering you that you've not gotten what needs to be done, done. So you need to be able to put things in their proper priority and perspective, so that you are going to see results as you're supposed to see them. There is so much that is coming up starting June of this year. It looks to me like there might be some traveling. There's going to be interaction with unexpected company. There are some things that you want to do around your residence, and it looks like your to-do list is growing, for especially the summertime, and you want to be able to do some traveling as well. So I would suggest to you that if you've got spring cleaning in mind or there's some issues that need to be resolved sooner than later, focus on them. Because believe me, you're going to have so much going on by the time summer comes around. You want to be sure that you don't have any loose ends tied over from winter and or early spring. And if you just get busy and do what you know you need to do, get it done, you're going to be one happy camper. You've got a fabulous summer coming up, but you need to take care of things. Otherwise, it's going to run interference on you. What's on your mind? What did you want to ask me, Margaret?
Well, I was wondering Where do you see me going?
Well, that's a very open-ended question. What do you mean, where do I see you going? What are you really wanting to ask me?
Well, like in my career or whatever.
What kind of work are you doing at this time?
Nothing right now. I'm going to therapy right now on my arm because I've got a frozen shoulder bone.
All right. Well, I think you're going to work through that. That explains why you need to take care of some loose ends. I don't see that you're, to be perfectly honest, all that unhappy with not having to go into work right now. This is a great time for you to really ask yourself some questions about what you really want to do and where you want to really put yourself in a working environment. I believe if you take advantage of this time and maybe go take a vocational aptitude test, first of all, go down to your local college and take one of them. They're very inexpensive. But take one and find out what your strengths are and then focus
okay.
on where you would like to put yourself. You have a period here of almost a year where if you'll invest in yourself, you will be able to create in your mind an understanding of what you want to do, where you would like to do it, and when you would like to start doing it. There will be some additional specialized education that will go along with it, but that's not a biggie. You don't mind learning something new. I believe you feel like you've been in a rut for the past 3 to 5 years. That's true. But you stayed in that rut because you were comfortable with the security positioning. Now you've had a shift and a change, and you're saying, it's time for me to do something different. And I agree with that. But I think you need to go about it in a way that's going to allow you to gain resources to work with so that you know the choices that are available to you. You're not stuck. You are merely treading water right now. And this is a good time to assess everything that's around you so you keep your perspective where it should be. Does it make sense to you what I've just said?
Yes, it does.
Good. Go for it.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, dear. And you'll have to call me back. Tell me how everything's turned out.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Margaret. This
okay,
is Donna
bye-bye.
Thibault. And I know that we're just about out of time here, so I won't be able to take a call. Now, tomorrow, just know that we have an open mic day, and that whole hour that we have on air, I'll be sharing all kinds of goodies with you. I've just gotten so much wonderful material, and I want to thank those of you who are sending me emails with concepts, ideas, and recipes. That's just great. Keep it coming. Even though I'm not able to get to whatever you've sent right away, because I have about 200, 300, 500 emails that I've still got to go through, so just be aware I'll get to it as quickly as possible. And if I can use the material on the air, I will. But send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's D-E-L-P-H-I International.com. And what you'll find that it's just going to come through just beautifully. And I'll be able perhaps to take again the advantage of the information that you've sent me and share it with my audience. I'm always interested in health information, again, recipes, good things like that. Well, I have just enough time. You know, I was giving you information on the Chinese horoscope. Well, we had done the rat, the ox, the tiger, and the rabbit. Well, we're going to give you information on the dragon, quick like a bunny, before we close today. If you know you're a dragon, if you were born in 1928, 1940, 52, 64, 76, 88, or the year 2000. Wow, hey, this is perfect for Valentine's Day because if you're a dragon, you are lucky in love. And you never give less than your very best. You have a zest for life, and you love your family and your friends. What's ahead? Money, 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 money. You have picked up the rat snack for making money this year. You're going to cash in. Yes, you can really do well financially this year, investments, etc. So just know the world is moving in rhythm with you right now. This is Donna Siebel. We're run out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Happy Valentine's Day, wherever you are. And even if there isn't that significant someone in your life, just know, out of over the 6 billion people on this planet, there's a few scattered in there for you. And if you accept that you can have that wonderful person for yourself, that person will be there. And that person will be there smiling, waiting for you to come into their lives just the way you want it to come into yours. Enjoy this beautiful day. Again, happy Valentine's. Talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.